I'm Mark Mercopoulos, and I'm running for re-election to the at-large county commissioner seat in Orange County. The first time I ran in District 2, and I ran because I had so much experience on county issues. I've been living here since the early 70s, except for a couple of years in New Hampshire in the mid-70s. Been involved in just a wide range of issues, trying to stop Sharon Harris, stopping low-level radioactive waste from being sited in the area. I worked on keeping landfills out of the county in the early 90s and keeping an airport out of the county, again, when UNC wanted to put airports out where we live out in the rural area. Got involved on the Economic Development Commission. I just looked around and I realized that I was the most qualified person I could see on the horizon, right? So I decided it was that I could have an impact. And then in 2016, I ran for the at-large seat. And I'm really glad I got the at-large seat because I'm really kind of a prototypical at-large candidate commissioner because I live out in the county. I have a construction business, so I'm all over the county. So I see all parts of the county, talk with people from all walks of life around the county. And yet I have a really good connection to the urban areas, to Chapel Hill and Carrboro. I felt like I was a really good fit. Climate change has risen to the fore for obvious reasons. Every day we wake up and we're faced with the urgency of it. And there's a lot of things we can do on the local level, so I want to pursue those, you know, from transportation reforms in order to get people out of their cars, from more sustainable energy sources. I'm the chair of the Solid Waste Advisory Group, and I really want to get a transfer station located in Orange County so our trucks aren't driving 200 miles a day, pollution, maintenance costs, fuel costs to two transfer stations in Durham County. I've been really involved in trying to open up opportunities for young people and others to get into the trades as opposed to going straight to college. We just had a meeting of this study group this beginning. I champion getting some money in the county budget for this project as seed money. Another key issue that I really want to focus on is how we relate to and fund the schools. Every year at budget season, all of a sudden, there's this annual focus on how do we fund the schools? Where do we get the money for certain aspects of it? And I think we could really improve the process there so that there's better collaboration, more cooperation between the school boards and the commissioners and the public. I would like to see us solve some of the issues around transportation. It was unfortunate the light rail project was, you know, quote unquote, derailed. You know, we have also issues with poverty in the midst of plenty in Orange County. So I was on the Family Success Alliance for a couple of years and saw the good work that they did helping disadvantaged populations, kids succeed better in school and closing the opportunity gap there. You know, we've got issues with hunger. So there's no end to the issues that we could be dealing with. What would I want voters to think of when they see my name on the ballot? Well, I hope they'll see that I have had a wide range of experience on so many issues over the years and that I have, you know, really committed myself to every opportunity to make things better on issues from environmental to economic development to solid waste to human services to law enforcement. I mean, this is the opportunity of a lifetime for me or anybody who finds myself in this position to have an effect on their community. And I try and take advantage of every opportunity that I can.